What's up, bro? I'm just going to quickly show you the extensions that I have on Google Chrome. If your biggest problem right now is that you spend too much time on YouTube, if I search for like side hustle, this is what my YouTube looks like now. The thumbnails are blurred out. I can't see how many views a video has. If I do a video, like one of these shit finance YouTubers, I can't scroll down. There's no subscriber count. There's no comments. There's no suggested videos. This way, I'm actually using YouTube intentionally. If I go on to search for like a Huberman, let's say, Huberman, that I want to see what this guy eats, right? Well, I can see some of these and I can already see, okay, which podcast do I want to go on? Okay, let's go on this. Usually you'd be here. And before you know it, you'd start scrolling down to the comments for no reason. Or maybe you see another list of videos here of the recommended ones. And as a YouTuber, sometimes I see them about me and then that starts to like, you know, capture my attention. And when you go onto someone's channel, you can't even see how many subscribers they've got. All the thumbnails are blanked out, but you can still see how long the videos are. So you can make sure you watch the videos that are actually educational instead of like very quick ones. This way, you don't waste your time. What I've like found is I've spent 5 times less on YouTube recently because I'm not wasting my time with like random shitty videos. Mark my words, if you do this, you'll find a few YouTubers that you'll never watch again because you'll realize they were just fucking pointless and you were just getting attracted to their like appetizing thumbnails. And if you are a YouTuber, by the way, or if you've uploaded a few videos and you want to get more serious, this is, in my opinion, the best part. Usually when you go to YouTube Studio, it fucks up your mental health. You'd have a section up here which shows latest video performance. All YouTubers know this. This section here would usually show where your recent video has lined up with the last 10. And if it's got 1 out of 10, then you get celebrations, dopamine saying, yes, congratulations, you're worthy of love. Your newest video did fantastic. If you get the worst score, which is 10 out of 10, it's all gray. You feel like shit and like you hate your life and everything. And then there's usually a section here as well, which is recent comments. Same thing as well, you know, the comments are just taking your brain power. I can go onto YouTube Studio and not even see any bullshit that like affects me. It's only when you go onto the actual content that you can start to see views, or you can go onto the analytics and you can start to see it. And this is how it should be. You should be able to go to the analytics. You can see my channel's been falling off. Not really, obviously, I'm just posting different stuff anyway. But you can go to the analytics with intention of actually looking at like the thing that you want to see instead of just getting hit, you know, on the face there every single time of, oh, 10 out of 10. And if you're interested, this is what my analytics looks like. In the last year, I have made, this is how much money I've made from YouTube in the last year. Even recently, still been maintaining like £400 a day pretty passively. Pretty nice, isn't it? And if you're just interested, let me just show you something. This video is pointless now. This is literally if you just want to see like big numbers on the screen or something. Let me show you. This is how much Adonis School has made in the last few weeks. In the last like 2 months. I'll wait for it. There. See this number there? $278,000 since April the 17th. So just over 2 months ago. Yes. It's about 8 weeks now. 280k, and then in the last year was $300,000, so $500,000 in the last year, but this has only been from 2 months ago. So in the last 2 months I've made over $300,000. And so to have your attention stolen by YouTube, it's unacceptable. This is what I like now. You can't see shit. All you can look how many shorts, man. Everyone's just posting shorts, bro. Aren't you glad that I've not become a short spammer? I like everyone here, but I do get fucking annoyed when like I go onto my subscriptions tab and literally look how many shorts are posted. I wish I could block out on the subscriptions where I didn't get to see. Nah, you can't do it. I don't want to see people's shorts. I just find them stupid. But yeah. Yeah, so all the links are in the description. It's literally all of these. It's going to seem a bit excessive, so they're Chrome extensions. It's going to seem a bit excessive because there's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, like, but trust me when I say you have to get all of them to work together. Otherwise, if like, for example, this is the only one I had for a long time and it's got these settings here, which is really nice. And then I had to get this one here. I think you can just choose either of these. But what I would do is literally just download all of them and just set them on. There's just a few other extra things you've got to do. So let me just walk you through it. You've got, this is my setting. You can just pause, I guess. This is my settings for this one. Boom. This is my settings for this on hook. Boom. This is my settings for the hide YouTuber viewings and ratings. All of them checked. then for this one, view count is just on automatically. Then, I don't know what this, oh, this one, latest video performance. Oh, yeah, yeah, this one is the one for YouTube Studio for creators. Then this one is the one that hides the thumbnails. For this one here, hide YouTube thumbnails, what you want to do is go to options, and it shows you this setting, and change it to blurred. You can have it as hidden, and that goes even more extreme, like this, so it's just text. I think that's actually still nice, even though it doesn't look as good. It's like, okay, you're definitely not getting, you know, distracted. The issue is, you can't see if something is a short, and you can't see what the length of videos are. So I would say for this one here, hide YouTube thumbnails, change that to blurred, and then it looks like this, where you can see if it's a short, you can see how long the video is. And the final one we have is no YouTube Studio comments. So you don't need this if you're a normal person, but if you're a YouTuber, like a creator, that one stops the comment box, which is usually right over here. So it protects your mental health, because I don't want to see comments, honestly. Like, I know this is kind of offensive, but I'm just going to be kind of honest. Chances are you're not successful. Right? Just, I know I'm an asshole, but chances are you and most other people in the world, but also just in my audience, aren't very successful, aren't extremely rich, aren't more advanced than me. It's the nature of, you know, me giving you advice off the self-improvement journey. In general, I might be more advanced than you. And so I was just getting constant validation from motherfuckers every time I'd post a video, and the top comments are all saying, like, oh, Hamza, you changed my life. Hamza, you did this. That seems like it's a nice thing, but suddenly I become like the product, like this audience capture. I become the product of what people are validating me for. And I'm getting validated with every single video. I don't want to get validated by random people who I haven't qualified are actually smart, intelligent, successful people. So I've decided I can't see shit now. So for example, this is what, like, if I see my own videos, this is what I see. I don't see the comments or anywhere else, and I don't even see them on here. I don't want to see anyone's validation. I don't want to see the videos. I'll just make the videos that I think would help younger Hamza, and I'm not even going to really know, apart from the best way, which in my opinion, I'm super fucking happy I've got this, a nice network. I've got YouTubers on my WhatsApp list. I've got some friends who watch some of my videos. And every now and then, it's like I'll have a friend just message me, oh, bro, yesterday's video was so good. Or I'll have my girls message me, you know, yesterday's video would have probably helped loads of people. That's it. Every couple of months, I'm going to ask like an intelligent person. I know like quite a few intelligent people. And one of the guys, he doesn't know I'm going to do this, but I'll just show his, Chris Williamson. He's a very, very intelligent guy. I'm going to ask someone like him or Ali Abdal. Where is he? Ali Abdal. I'll ask him for 5 minutes of their time to essentially kind of like review the direction I've been going in. Maybe the same with Sam Ovens as well. I'll ask these intelligent people, what do you think about the path I've been on for the last few months? Here's the things I've been struggling with. Here's a list of my videos. You don't have to watch them or anything, but just like in general, just at a very quick glance, give me a tiny bit of validation left or right. You know, give me a bit of something to like correct course. Was there a video you watched where you thought that I made like a mistake in? Was there a video you watched where you thought I actually did some really good work? I'll ask some intelligent people. This is no disrespect to you as like the guy I'm trying to help, but the constant validation that a YouTuber gets when he sees the videos and he sees comments after comment praising him and saying, you've done this. Oh, well done, Hamza. Like every single like comment, it's just positive. You can't see it now, but like every single comment, it's just positive. And it's just validating me to be like a certain type of person, when instead that validation should come through my own values. When you become a creator, this is for the YouTubers out there, when you do become a creator, you don't realize just how much you're influenced by the comments that you see, and it's not actually a good thing. You might think that the negative comments are the ones that harm you. The negative comments, they kind of fuck up your mental health, but it's the positive comments that genuinely steal your soul. Because you become someone that you don't even recognize. Validation after validation after validation, you become this, you get captured by the audience, and suddenly you've changed so much in accordance to what you've been getting validated by, instead of your own values that you've developed in peace and quiet through journaling and reading the books, the great works of people that you respect. That's what I'm transitioning into. So this isn't to say that I don't appreciate your support or anything. It's just to say that I'm going to pursue what's best for me, what I believe is best for me. And I would say that you do the same thing. Take a step back from the things that give you validation, especially from the people who aren't qualified to do so. Because if it's some random people on the internet, it's the person who's liking your Instagram pictures. You know, you keep posting more and more Instagram pictures, and a few of them get more likes than the others. So then suddenly you start posting more of those types of pictures. This is how women turn into Instagram whores, don't they? It's like, imagine life for the average woman. I didn't think we'd get into a deep video for this. I was literally just going to upload like the extensions and just go. But imagine life as like a normal woman. She gets 30 likes when she posts a selfie. She gets 5 likes when she posts a picture of her dog or her family. Then she gets 85 likes when you can see a little bit of her figure when she's went out to like a party and she's dressed nice. Then she posts a bikini pic and she gets 120 likes. Then she posts like a little slutty like fucking ass out kind of thing in the gym and she's got 180 likes, and then before you know it she's literally there like fucking doing some weird ass fucking ass out type of thing, and that's your future wife captured by the audience. It's the same with creators. At first they'll post something so wholesome like presence and gratitude, and before you know it they're just posting fucking like angry loud fucking live stream highlights. Yeah, I wonder. Yeah, don't get captured by the audience, man. Don't get captured by the validation of other people. Figure out your own values, live according to them, and expect to make a lot of mistakes along the way. But at least you're living to your values rather than the values of unidentified anonymous people who might be 14 years old who are commenting and essentially just forcing you to go down a certain route. I'm looking lean. Hope this helps you. All of the links, god damn, all of the links are in the description. Hope they help you, bro. If you use all of them, I guarantee you'll spend probably an hour less per day on YouTube, and naturally you'll stop watching a bunch of the bullshit YouTube videos you were watching, which weren't even helping your life, but the thumbnail was just super attractive. It's going to be very interesting to see which YouTubers you keep on. I'm interested, hopefully it's still mine, but I'm interested, like, it's just an experiment for you. Which of your YouTubers are you still going to be watching? Whose videos are you still going to be clicking on? Because you'll come to the homepage and there'll be nothing there. You come to the subscriptions, you'll see some shit there, and you'll see, okay, it's from Alex Hormozi. Like, has he been providing me value recently, or have I just been wasting my fucking time watching his videos? Who knows, right? Maybe it is, maybe it isn't. Maybe you'll see my videos and you'll be thinking, okay, has Hamza's recent videos actually genuinely helped me? Now that you can't see like the clickbaity thumbnail or anything, you can't even see the views, so that doesn't change your opinion of, you know, the video, you know, because if it's got a load of views, you instantly can't help but like click on it because it feels right to go where everyone else is going. It's very interesting. It's an experiment for you. I guarantee and I promise you, you'll probably spend about an hour less on YouTube every single day. And all it takes is about 2 minutes to install all of these. Go and do that right now. They're all linked underneath this video in the video description. Turn them all on with the exact same settings that I said about maybe 4 or 5 minutes into this video. And I've probably just saved like an hour of your life every single day. So you're welcome, bro. If there's hard work that's essential, make it effortless. Mwah.